When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Requires new line. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 40p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Ignite Your Life Radio, episode number 34, 5 Steps + 1 for Living Your Extraordinary Life. So are you ready to step into the life you really want? You know, the one that makes your heart sing? Well, I have 5 Steps + 1 that are going to rock your world. And if you're ready to make the summer of 2017 the summer everything changed, I have an epic summer plan for you. So stay tuned.
Are you ready to ignite your life, to live the life of your dreams? Welcome to Ignite Your Life Radio with inspiring life coach, experienced yoga educator, author, and inspirational speaker, Laura Erdman-Lunz. Laura has inspired hundreds of clients for more than 2 decades to live happier, more inspiring lives. In fact, her goal for you is nothing less than your extraordinary life, a life that is full of purpose, deeply fulfilling, and vibrantly joyful for you. Join her as she discusses living an inspired life in today's world. And now, the Ignite Your Life Show with Laura.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome back. I'd like to welcome all the new listeners. I know we have a bevy of new listeners this week, which is pretty exciting. I've noticed quite the influx on my Facebook page, so I'm really excited to have you all here. And just so you know, before I go forward, what this is I am a life coach and a yoga educator. I have done both for more than 25 years. Y'all, I was around as a life coach before we called them life coaches. It is what I do, and I love to do it. These shows are meant to be relatively short snippets of inspiration that you can turn to whenever it is you need a little hit of something yummy and in your heart and in your life. Today's is going to be a little longer. I'm probably going to take us for the full 30 minutes because I want to take you through my signature program, 5 Steps + 1 for Living Your Extraordinary Life. I am stepping into an epic summer. I just released it today, and today is May 31st, 2017. I have been live streaming on my Facebook page for the last couple of weeks, sharing snippets of it. It's been really fun and exciting to see people jumping into it. So if you're interested, you can go to lauraerdmanlunz.com/epic summer, and it has there. I've got a few different options. You can do self-study, you can do it in a small group, or you can do it privately with me. And I want to take you through the whole summer and just inspire you to take the next steps in your life. So let's talk about what that program looks like. So 5 Steps + 1 for Living Your Extraordinary Life is my signature program embracing the law of attraction. And what it makes it unique is I apply yoga and essential oils to each of the steps. Now, why is that? Realize that we are multi-layered beings, right? Life coaching goes through your mind, maybe a little bit of your heart, but mostly through your mind. You think about what you want, you set your goals, you set your intentions, you take your action steps. All of that is through your mind. Now, your mind is a beautiful thing. It is also remarkably limited, as you have probably experienced if you are someone who's been working on making changes in your life. There's only so far we can get thinking about things. So in yoga, we really see the body as, well, I should say you, as more than one layer. We aren't just our minds. We aren't just our physical bodies. We aren't just our energy. We aren't our higher minds. We are all of those things, and they're woven together like a beautiful tapestry. And we can make the changes we want to make not only through our mind, but through our bodies, through our energy systems, through our higher minds, through our cells, by utilizing more than just our minds, right? So that's where we bring in yoga. So yoga, doing the actual postures, can help shift your body into a new feeling. And the oils can help shift things on a cellular level. They're incredibly potent and powerful. So I'm going to talk about each of the steps, and I'm going to bring in all of these concepts so that you can understand how the power of yoga can help you. Now, just so you understand, you do not have to practice yoga to do this program. Certainly, the coaching steps are going to be powerful. But the yoga I do have, the yoga I apply to this, and you do get yoga videos for every step, are super simple. They are meant to be for a beginner. Okay, so first before I get into the steps, let me also talk a little bit about what living your extraordinary life is, because that can be a concept that seems pretty big. I know I have people who jump in and say, yes, I'm in, before they even know what that is, just because it sounds great. And then I have others who say, you know, maybe now's not the time in my life to be living my extraordinary life. Maybe when the kids leave home, or when I retire, or when the summer's done, or. Here's the thing. Extraordinary living is all about living fully. It's really about saying yes to life, about embracing life by both reins, and you do not want to go another day without thinking about that. Don't let your life pass you by. It's really about being able to say on your deathbed, looking back at the end of your life with a smile on your face that says, you know, that was a life well lived. And you don't want to go another day without being able to say that about your life. So what these five steps do is they're going to take you through thinking about what it is that you want. And I'm telling you, this is important. I think it's absolutely, especially important when your kids are at home, or you're in a job that makes you unhappy, or a relationship that makes you unhappy, or a physical body that doesn't feel good, a financial situation that doesn't feel good. This is about manifesting what you want. So it's about stopping, looking at where you are, appreciating what's going well, and then setting your sights on what it is that you do want to create out of everything. What is it that you do want? And then let's go out and do that. Okay? So let's look at the five steps. Now, the plus one we talked about in the last show. So episode number 33 was all about feeling good. So it sounds a little Pollyanna-ish, but stick with me. When you feel good, you make better decisions for yourself, right? You make better decisions about how to use your time, what time to go to bed, what to eat for a snack. You just make better decisions. So the first, I'm going to say step, but it's kind of not the step. This is the plus one, is about feeling good and really creating some sort of daily practice that helps you feel better. It's self-care, to be sure, but it's definitely self-care with the intention of feeling good, of really supporting yourself, of really helping you step into a space of yumminess, really, because that's going to help you take the five steps. So that really is the first place. This is where I make people start. And I do say make, because I got to tell you, some of us are really resistant to doing things that help us feel good. And I am speaking about myself. So when I said us, I did mean me too. And yet it's really crucial. We also are only comfortable feeling so good in our life. And that will help you push up the feel good. Okay. So sometimes we get a little bit uncomfortable. Not sometimes, we all get a little bit uncomfortable when things start going a little too good in our life. And I know it sounds funny, but you got to trust me. It's true for all of us. And we say things like, just waiting for the other shoe to drop, or this won't last. And you know what? It doesn't. It absolutely doesn't. Okay. So five steps. These are helping you apply the law of attraction. If you're not familiar with the law of attraction, it simply states you bring into your life whatever it is you're thinking about. And if you think about it, if you're putting your attention on something, whether you want it or not, you are going to start taking actions toward that. If you're thinking, you know, if I sit here and say, don't think about a pink elephant, you start thinking about it. It's on your mind, right? And the more you think about it, the more you're going to see pink elephants around. You're going to see drawings of them. You've probably experienced this kind of coincidence. Well, if you're thinking, I don't want to be fat, what are you thinking about all the time? Being fat. Or I don't want to be in this job. You're thinking about that job all the time. And it's putting all of your attention in that, which draws more of it into your life. So what we want to do is figure out what we really want and to put our attention on that and start taking steps toward creating what it is we really want. So, step one, you ready? Step one is ask for what you want. And what that refers to is you got to figure out what you want. When I start coaching with people, they get the question. This is the very first question they get. And this is on the questionnaire before I even start to meet with them. The question is, what do you really, 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 really want? Four reallys, fourth is italicized. And I will tell you, 9 out of 10 times, my response is either, I don't know, or a whole litany of the things they don't want. I know exactly what I want. I don't want my job. I don't want my relationship to feel the way it does. I don't want this physical body. They're very, very clear on what they don't want. And this is true. I want you to think about this for yourself. Excuse me. Is this true for you? Do you know what you want? You have got to get clear, and I mean crystal clear, on what it is that you want in your life. What do you want to create in your life in order to feel like fulfilled, that you're living your purpose? And it's okay right now to say, you know what, I don't know. And I will tell you, in the program, I have a bevy of exercises to help you begin to get clearer. And I also want to emphasize that you're not expected to figure out in a week. What you'll find is you're going to start getting comfortable with what you want. And as you sit with it and you get kind of excited and you realize, wait, I can actually have that, you start to add more. It's like, well, actually, really what I want is this. And as you get excited about that, you say, well, gosh, actually, what I really want is this. And it gets better and better. I have been refining my vision for probably 15 years. And it just gets better and better. And it's because you are just opening yourself up to a very small percentage of what you're truly capable of. You're not fully embracing it yet because you're used to limiting yourself. This is how we're raised. We're raised with limiting beliefs. And you're used to thinking, well, this is as good as it's going to get. This is all I can ask for. And I am telling you, with this work, you will slowly open up to more and more and more and more. Kind of exciting. So with the yoga, actually for the first 3 steps, the yoga is pretty specific. And I help you begin to build personal strength. So that's in standing tall. Okay, I call it the stand tall practice. And there are a few other poses we do. But think of it this way. Research has shown that if you stand slumped, so just right now, allow your heart to sink in, let your shoulders slump forward. If you sit like that or stand like that for a period of time, you will begin to experience depression, even if you aren't feeling depressed. Okay, you are physically embodying the way you look when you're depressed. Now, the opposite, right? Lift the heart, be broad, feel strong in your legs. Will begin to cultivate confidence and courage. And in fact, research has found when you stand like that and then bring your arms up and overhead like in a V, a victory stance, you begin to release testosterone. And testosterone is the hormone of confidence and courage. Awesome, isn't it? Incredibly awesome. So we begin to cultivate this, and I help you build your poses. There are other yoga poses we can do, super simple ones. If you're familiar with yoga, definitely rely on your warrior poses. They build confidence and courage because you know what? It takes confidence and courage to think, I deserve this. In fact, I like to joke that the personal strength or the oomph behind this is the damn it at the end of I deserve this. I deserve this, damn it. And if that makes you giggle, all the better. Because the more you giggle and the more uncomfortable it makes you feel, the more it will help you begin to believe that this is possible for you, okay? Now, the essential oil, the big one that I like to encourage people to use is a blend from Young Living called Valor. Valor builds confidence and courage. The formula, it is said, comes from ancient Rome, and Roman soldiers put it across their shoulders before they went into battle, so they would feel confident and courageous moving into battle. Kind of cool, isn't it? Yeah. And I will tell you, I have used that one specifically on 3 different occasions for a period of time to build confidence, and I could feel the shift occur. Very powerful. All right. So that's step one. Ask for what you want. Get clear on what you want. Step two is you have to believe it's possible. Now, I am going to tell you right now, if there is something you want and you have wanted it for a long time and you still don't have it, it's because somewhere lodged in your subconscious mind is a message that says, you can't do this, you don't deserve this, you don't have the skills to create it, whatever it might be. That's what the message is saying to you. Okay? So what we need to do is begin to excavate these old beliefs and implant new empowering ones. And in the program, I actually have five different methods that I share with you on beginning to excavate these. Now, one of the ones is affirmations. Affirmations work, but they need to be done well. I'm going to give you a really quick tip, and then if you join the program, I'm going to share even more around affirmations to make them strong. Here's what you want to do. You want to create them. You want to start them in I am statements. So an affirmation is simply a positive statement of what you want to create. But you want to say it in the first person present as if you've already created. So I am in top physical condition. I am in the job of my dreams. I am living the life I love, whatever it is. The second thing is, this is my second quick tip with it, is to be in your stand tall position. So the yoga, and this one is, again, remember I said the first three steps are building personal strength, is building personal strength again. So you're standing super tall, you're feeling strong, and you are saying, I am whatever it is with strength. Like you believe it, even if you don't, okay? Fake it till you make it, baby, and it's really powerful, okay? Now, if you're familiar with yoga, Warrior Series, again, and when you're in the Warrior Series, you send your I am out over your hands, sighting way off into the distance. Send it into the cosmos with firmness like you believe it. Incredible. It will change everything. Now, as far as essential oils go, my favorite one is actually called Believe. And it's one of my very, very favorite oils. It's definitely my favorite one for this step. It is a blend from Young Living. And it begins to penetrate those subconscious files, and it can begin to shift and change those beliefs. Yes, indeed, and it smells amazing, so it's a really nice cologne. And non-toxic, even better. Okay, step one, ask for what you want, get clear. Step two, believe it is possible for you. Step three is take right action. So you need to do something. You cannot become a marathon runner sitting on your couch with running shoes on, wishing for it to happen. You've got to begin a running program. You cannot become a best-selling author opening up a file and staring at your computer wishing it to happen. You've got to write. Now, I talk about right action because there's two different kinds of people in the world, and quite frankly, we can be both of these people at the same time. On one end, it's people who don't do anything. I'm not even going to try anything. Why bother? I call it the sit on the couch, flipping through the channels, eating potato chip syndrome. On the other end, you've got the people doing tons of stuff, constantly busy, really see themselves as totally productive. They're doing tons of stuff all the time, all the time, all the time. But nothing is actually productive, right? They are simply taking actions that are wasting their time. Now, neither is good, right? No action or too much wrong action, neither is good. We got to create right action. Now, the reason we either don't do anything or do too much of the wrong thing is fear of doing the right thing, because there's fear in success. And if I take that right action and I follow through on that right action, oh my gosh, I might actually succeed, and that's scary. So that is why this step, the yoga, is still building personal strength. So we're adding on to the series that we've already started, and we're adding even more. And the piece I like to add into this are back bends. So backbends specifically add courage. They actually stimulate your adrenal glands, which release the stress hormones in a really healthy way. They massage the adrenals. And that gives you that oomph of healthy adrenaline that gets you over the oomph of hesitation and takes you into it. In fact, there is one backbend that is the quintessential pose to do when you're feeling scared. And I'll share it with you in the program. So you're going to want to join me if you want to learn more. Now, The oil here, I would come back to Valor for this. But the other one I would use, there's an oil from Young Living called Northern Lights Black Spruce. And this oil is really cool because the roots, it's actually, the where it's farmed is up in the tundra. So it's in the northern lands of Canada is where this is from, the Northern Lights Farm, Young Living Farm. The roots have to go super deep, in fact, 14 plus feet, in order to reach nutrients because of the frozen land. So this oil helps you stay grounded. Now, at the same time, there's a plant that comes out of it, obviously, but there's a single shoot from each plant that goes straight up, and it absorbs the energy of the northern lights. So this oil helps you stay grounded as you reach for those scary things. So Northern Lights Black Spruce is a powerful oil for helping you take right action. Okay, now, step number four is a two-parter. It's really two sides of the same coin. So it's similar but slightly different. And that is letting go to surrender and receiving. So let's look at each one individually. Letting go to surrender first. This is about, actually both of them are about not doing. This is a step of trust, faith, receive, here it comes, I'm open, I'm ready. Letting go to surrender is letting go of a couple of things. One is your expectations of how it's going to unfold. This is hard. For many of us, we see the path. It's like, all right, I got the whole path all planned out. I'm good to go. I can see it. It's going to happen. But then if something better comes along or that path isn't the one we're supposed to be taking, we're so fixated on that particular path, we can't even see the better one that's around the corner. So you want to soften and let go of your expectations and even have a soft gaze, if you will, on your vision because something better might come along. And if something better comes along, you don't want to miss it because you're tunnel visioning on what it is you think you want. Now, you also need to let go of your old beliefs. You got to let go of old habits, old ways of being, old ways of seeing yourself, old ways of seeing what you're capable of, sometimes old relationships. There are definitely going to be relationships that might need to fall away because you're growing and they're not and they're holding you back. That can be tricky. And that's why I talk about letting go to surrender. Like this is the, okay, I give up. Let it happen the way it's supposed to happen. It has a beautiful place to be. Now, this is where yoga and essential oils come in really handy because letting go with our minds is hard. The more I say, don't do that, you know, I want to let go of this. It's like that pink elephant, right? The more I say let go of this, the more you think about it. But this is really easy to bring to the yoga mat and essential oils. So letting go are twists. We actually hold in our body our belief system. And when we do twists, it allows us to release that holding, especially if we do it with awareness and intention, which you will. That's the whole point. There are also essential oils that help with this. There is one, there's a blend called Release that actually helps to release markers on your DNA where your belief system is lodged. How cool is that? Seriously, there are things I can feel I'm holding on to, and I have all sorts of techniques for releasing beliefs that I will teach you, and one in particular that's really powerful, but sometimes I just resist. I can feel it. I grab Release, put a drop in my hand, smell it, and as I take like two or three breaths, I can feel whatever it is I'm holding on to letting go. It's awesome. There is also a blend called Forgiveness. And forgiveness is sometimes what you need, right? You need to forgive yourself for something or forgive someone else. Usually it's yourself, but sometimes it's someone else for something in order to move on. That will help. Pretty awesome, huh? Now, the second part of the step four, so this is, again, the other side of that same kind of not doing coin is receiving. And that's being open to bringing into your life whatever it is you want. That is opening up your energy field to receive, opening up your heart. I will tell you, between you and me, most of us are really bad at receiving. So on a really basic level, think about how you feel when someone gives you a gift and you don't have one in return. Think about it. Do you feel kind of uncomfortable or like you owe them? Most of us do. Well, what if it's just complete? They give it to you, it's wonderful, and you're done. You thank them profusely. It's like, oh, this is so thoughtful, and then you move on. What if that was what was supposed to happen? Keep in mind that someone cannot experience the joy of giving without there being someone there to receive. So if you're not receiving it fully, they're not getting that gift. So this is the same for the universe. If you're not open to receiving, you're not going to get it. So this we take to the yoga mat. There's lots of great poses for receiving, opening ourselves up, practicing, relaxing, and feeling it. And, of course, there's an oil. There's actually a blend called acceptance, which means accepting things into your life. Seriously, it's amazing. When we work on all levels, our being is powerful. Okay, now let's get to the fifth step. And this one is crucial. Yeah, they're all crucial. Who am I kidding? But this one is particularly important, and this one is very misunderstood, and I've got 4 minutes, so we've got to go quickly here. Gratitude. Manifesting doesn't come from, I'll be happy when this happens, or the grass is greener over there. Manifesting occurs when you realize, I love my life. I feel really grateful for what I have, and I'm ready for more. I'm ready to step into even more purpose in my life. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. And yes, there's yoga. Forward folds help us shift into that quiet, present moment space. Many people feel manifesting is about finding their happy place. It's actually about, let's find your happy place now as part of the feel-good practice. And let's step into something bigger. There is also an oil blend called gratitude. How appropriate, right? It's amazing. Okay. So let's do a quick recap before we end. Step one, ask for what you want. Figure it out. Get clear. Step two, believe it's possible because you don't. Otherwise, you already have it. Step three is taking appropriate action, taking right action. Step four, letting go to surrender and receiving. Step five is gratitude. Now, if you want to learn more about these steps, you can download an ebook I wrote. It's a really quick little workbook that talks about each of them. It's at lauraerdmanlunds.com/dreamlife. Excuse me. If you want to join me, if you are ready to say, this is the summer when everything changes and I am so ready, lauraerdmanlunds.com/epic summer. You are going to love this. You are going to absolutely love this. It is such a powerful tool for shifting and changing, and I'm going to work with all summer. You can do self-study, you can do a group, you can do one-on-one, and y'all, my private people, get my cell phone number for texting. So feel free to just find me on my Facebook page. If you're not quite ready to step into all that, facebook.com/LauraErdmanLunds. I hang out there a lot. I do lots of live streaming, and you can join me. More inspiration there. Y'all, it's been a pleasure sharing this with you. I hope this helps inspire you to live your extraordinary life, to take that next step, to know that you deserve it, and there is no time like the present. Have a great day, everyone. Take care.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get 4 lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Requires new line. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 480p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Requires new line. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 480p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.